You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can have this year. The tone has shifted how we talk about the Giants. I love it. I love it. And that's the biggest win for me. So if they fall foul on their face, they don't make the playoffs this year, yeah, it would suck. I'm still saying it's a win. Does that sound insane? 888-957-9570.
Well, like, the whole point of bringing these guys in is to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Right. This season, though, is a little different, right? This season, the tone shifted. You got your guy. And we got our guy right now, Joe. Let's get right to him. His name is Will Fleming, brother of Dave and Red Sox broadcaster, the Red Sox Radio Network, and obviously WEEI, our sister station out there in Boston. Will, I almost called you Dave there for a second. Will, good morning. Fun nugget we had and we learned earlier in the week when we did talk to your brother, Dave, was that you're fluent in Spanish and that on many occasions you have talked to one Rafael Devers. And not to say you guys are like best friends or anything, but the way Dave described it was, you know him very well personally. So what are the Giants getting in one Rafael Devers, the person, first and foremost? Good morning.
Morning. Good to be with you guys. Yes, I do speak Spanish. In fact, it's crazy. You know, this thing has sort of caught everybody in Red Sox world totally off guard. And it sends you on like a time travel mission where, like, I can just close my eyes and remember a day in July of 2017. At that time, I was the broadcaster for the Red Sox AAA team, when Rafi Devers came to AAA for the first time. And that was Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And there were not a lot of bilingual people around. This is in the era. It's amazing to think of now with the way the game has changed and the way that resources are thrown around. No one spoke Spanish but me at that time. And so when Rafi came to Pawtucket for the first time and there were 50 writers from Boston, I translated his first press conference. And I think from that moment on, Rafi, you know, I think guys come to this country, they're trying to find their way, they're trying to learn languages and how to order food and where to go and who they can lean on. And I think that sort of started a relationship that I had for a lot of great years with Rafi. To answer your question, what are you getting? That's a complicated answer, I would have to tell you. I mean, he's a super friendly, big teddy bear kid. And I use the word kid lightly because, look, he's 28 years old. He's a grown man. He's a father of a lot of kids. And he's mature and old and developed. But he is just sort of like a big teddy bear. He is a baseball-first guy, family-first guy. I think the one thing that will become very interesting to me about the Devers experience in San Francisco is I appreciated so much what they did when Rafi came here 2 days ago. They rolled out the red carpet. Bonds was there. They made him feel like the king of the world. And I think and I hope that maybe that will mend some things with Rafi and that he will be willing in a new world after being shocked by this trade to be a little bit more giving of himself, because, you know, for a couple of years running, Rafi did not do almost any media, any interviews, even after driving in eight runs, even after hitting eight home runs to win games. He just would not do that stuff. And that made it very hard for our fans to know him. And I'm hopeful that a new start, new town, after all the controversy, that he will do more of that stuff so that your fans can know him better than ours did.
Wow. There's so much to unpack from that answer, because you obviously know him. You know him so well. There's just been a lot that comes out of Boston, and it's difficult for us to understand what's real, what's not. Is there a misnomer about him that's been put out there that you think is unfair? And if so, what would that be?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think there are a lot of things coming out now. First of all, you have to understand that our media market is utterly unique, right? I mean, there are so many competing interests, so many people who want to get a scoop, want to tell a story. And when something of this magnitude happens, there are going to be a lot of people lined up on both sides to, you know, come to the table and tell their side of the story. I would tell you that I think the stuff that is coming out now that I don't believe as much is actually more coming from Devers' camp. You know, things about how he would have played first base in Boston if they'd asked him the right way. You guys, come on. Can you ever imagine having anyone in your world tell you or say about you that you needed to ask me a little bit nicer to do something like that? I mean, that to me, there was a communication gap. There's no question the Red Sox bear responsibility for a lot of the things that happened, but the notion that they just needed to ask him nicely to do something is absolute baloney. That's just not true. And anybody who's writing that or saying that is just making things up and spinning the story in a way that's just wrong. The Red Sox went to him time and time again. Think about the fact that Alex Cora was his second manager in the big leagues and has such a good relationship with him. Alex asked him many times to get a glove again and try to play first base or consider playing third when Bregman got hurt. And the answer was just no. So I think that stuff is real. The stuff that's coming out about, you know, his intransigence and his unwillingness to do some of those things. And I really, the only thing I can liken it to is like a broken marriage in a way, where you just hope that it just was poisoned and it was never going to get better in that way. Just the communication and the feelings were hurt on both sides. So I just think if he comes here when he's here now, I think that it has a chance to be a great new start for him. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the face of the franchise, of any franchise. He's never going to do a ton of media. He's never going to talk a lot, and that's fine. And by the way, the Red Sox acknowledged that too when they gave him $300+ million. They never asked him to do a lot of that stuff. They said, we just want you to hit. And hit he does. I mean, he's one of the great hitters in the game. And I think the Giants are going to love the production they get from him at the plate. And at the end of the day, that's all you need from a baseball player. And so I think it's just a time that he needs a fresh start, and I'm happy that he got it here.
I mean, it's pretty crazy you say, as we're talking to Will Fleming, Red Sox broadcast, Red Sox Radio Network, WEEI, and brother of Dave Fleming, our own very Dave Fleming right here on 95.7 The Game, our Giants insider and voice of the Giants, as the Red Sox will be taking on the Giants starting tomorrow, a massive three-game set as the Giants are looking to not get swept today, though, as Logan Webb is on the bump, taking on the Guardians. That's very interesting you said that, Will, that he'll never be the face of a franchise, which is kind of crazy considering he's going to be the highest paid player in the franchise's history now going forward. Like, how do you think that flies? Like when I pay someone that much money, if you will, are there some expectations that go along with that, with being a face? And I know there's a lot baked into that. He's a private guy. As you mentioned, he doesn't really do the interviews, but I guess I'm just asking you, as just, you know, as a fan of baseball, like what your thoughts overall on that, a player making that much and what they kind of owe to an organization in that regards going forward.
That's why he's here, right? I mean, you have to just start to kind of peel this thing back and understand that's why he's here, right? I mean, this guy for his entire career has been an elite hitter, and he's perfect for Fenway Park. The Green Monster in left, he doubles off of it all the time. He hits home runs everywhere the Red Sox went. He owns Gerrit Cole, their number one nemesis. In the playoffs, he was elite. You ask the question, how does it play? It plays that you get traded in year two of an 11-year contract. That's the reality of this thing. And it's right, it's wrong. I don't need to pick sides on it. People will have their opinions of it, and as you guys say, stories are coming out. All these, you know, exposés are happening. It plays that the owner flies to Kansas City in the middle of a season on a random Friday because the highest paid player, who's now got generational wealth for 100,000 years, is saying that the GM has a problem with him and he needs to go out and do his job and get a different first baseman. That's how it ends, and that's how it goes. Like, I have a very good relationship with Rafi. I have no problem with him. But the people who pay him did have a problem with it. And so, and by the way, just to clarify, the Red Sox knew that was the guy they were giving all that money to. They never needed him to go do everything. He was never going to be Xander Bogaerts, Mookie Betts, David Ortiz. He's never going to be that person. Never. And they knew that, and they paid him anyway. But it got to a point where he would do nothing. He didn't do any of the events, no winter weekends, no fan fests, no walk-off interviews after you hit two home runs, you hit a walk-off homer, you're not talking to the press, you're not doing the TV interview. And they asked him and asked him and asked him, he said no. To me, it's his, in some ways, it's his right to be the most private person he wants to be, but you can imagine, if you're the guy who signs that paycheck, that it frustrates you after asking him time and time again to do that. And again, he comes now to a place with Chapman and Adames and other people who can lean into that. And he's gonna, on a baseball level, at least for the next 4 or 5 years, the $280 million, Buster made a brilliant move in that way. These guys, these alien hitters, are not available on the free market. They're not. And so Buster did a great thing for your team and your offense, which is there is a rift going on here. And I get a chance because these contracts are just getting more and more expensive, right? I mean, Vlad Guerrero just signed for what, almost $500 million? Like, no, and they've made runs at Judge and all these other free agents. They found an opportunity to just get a guy to come here without saying he wanted to. They traded for him. The money and the hits and the production will come. It's just I don't think I'll be really fascinated from afar to watch it. I would not expect, though, that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he becomes the most conversational, you know, forward-facing, media-savvy person. And that's fine. The Giants don't need that. But that was a big part of what went wrong in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming to a place where we've embraced Barry Bonds and Draymond Green and, you know, a lot of characters. You know what I mean? So,
yes, I do.
Weren't necessarily team first in terms of their outward presentation. What did you make when he showed up day one smiling and basically saying he'll play any position and then 30 minutes later is taking ground balls at first base?
It was an enormous middle finger to everybody with the Red Sox. It was. There's no other way to see that. And again, this notion of, I'll do whatever they want, but they didn't ask me nicely enough in Boston. that to me is absolutely outrageous. And I'll just leave it at that. Think about this, guys. So it's fine if his feelings were hurt in the offseason when they went out and got Alex Bregman. And maybe the Red Sox didn't totally communicate that perfectly to him. You know, Craig Breslow and the ownership have said, I evaluate and I look inward about how to handle these things going forward. And I think that's to their credit. But maybe they did, you know, wait. Bregman was doing the dance with a lot of other teams. They didn't know whether they were going to get him. But Alex Bregman won the Gold Glove at third base last year. He's a multiple World Series winner and a total stud player. And Raffy, 2 years ago, moaned and groaned about how the Red Sox did not do enough to make the roster better. He was public about that. One of the very few times he actually did talk, he complained about what the Red Sox did not do, and they didn't add to the roster. So now they go out and they get Alex Bregman, who's a much better third baseman than Devers is, and Raffy's upset about being asked to do something other than play third. Then you fast forward a few weeks, not only does Bregman get hurt, Tristan Casas blows out his knee, one of the Red Sox big slugging hitters. He blows out his knee, and the Red Sox ask him, Raffy, to try to play first base, and he says no. Now, think about that. I'm paying you $30-plus million. We just lost our first baseman, and you're so upset about communication in the offseason or whatever it is that you won't pick up a glove? And think about how that plays with his teammates in that room. Like, they're dying to try to win and do everything they can. So he doesn't do that for weeks and weeks and weeks while the team flails and needs the first baseman, even though they got some guys who are doing it well enough right now. And then the first day he comes to San Francisco, not only does he say he'll do it, but he picks up a glove and goes to first base. I mean, you can only imagine how that plays in our market. It is not a good scene. People are furious with Devers for that thing. They do, you know, they wonder what the communication could or should have been. But I mean, I in some ways, which is crazy, given all of the great memories and big hits and all the things that Devers gave our fan base, right now he is public enemy number one for the way that he handled it and exactly what you're talking about. Day one here, grabbing a glove, that enrages people in Boston.
Will Fleming, Red Sox broadcaster. One last one. We're up against it. It's a pie chart of culpability when these things happen. It's never one person.
Yep.
If you were to rank them, Devers' beef, is his beef from his perspective, is it owner first, then Breslow, then Cora, or would you reorder it?
I would reorder it. I think it's probably Breslow first. I don't understand how he could have a beef with the owner, right? I mean, maybe the way that things got communicated or sold to him in the signing. I was not in that room, guys. I can't really speak to that. But my sense of it very much is that it's Breslow first. And I think that remains to be seen how that plays out. And it's certainly a big gamble and a gutsy move by both these guys on at the top of these baseball departments. But, yeah, I think the two of them had a fissure. And that became very public and awkward. So, yeah, I think that's where this thing soured. And it's going to be crazy. I'll tell you that. We're going to be in that ballpark tomorrow. He's going to play first base. I can feel it. I really do. And it's going to be one of the most dramatic games in the last, what, decades for Red Sox fans.
Hey, Will, get all that anger out today at Harding and take it out on Dave and kick his butt on that golf course.
There you go.
I can't do it. He's doing the game. I'm playing with my broadcast partners. We're going to do Harding Park.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
I am going to play his club with him tomorrow. And unfortunately, he will whoop me on the golf
course. Is that Oak Club?
He is.
You playing the Oak Club?
Yeah, I'm playing. No, he's playing San Francisco Golf Club. We're going to go out and have a great time.
You're going to one of the most exclusive places on the planet. I mean, oh my God, I'm so jealous.
Well, you had time if you wanted to go.
I'm so jealous.
I thought it was going to be Pebble. You could go down to Spyglass.
It's the place of the last duel of California where two guys shot each other. It's, oh my God, you're going to have a great time there. I'm so jealous.
Exactly. The tee box in front of that little par four is awesome. I don't think we're going to duel, but it's a metaphorical duel this weekend. The Red Sox and the Giants, you know?
Aaron Breslow versus Devers.
Aaron Burr on the 12th hole. There you go. Hey, Will, great stuff, man.
There is some of that.
Dude, great stuff,
honestly. Appreciate it this morning, man. Good stuff. And good luck this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Will Fleming, Red Sox broadcaster.
We got to unpack that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.